It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please, won't you be my neighbor? Hi, neighbor. Well, Bob Trow and I finished the painting here last night and got the pictures back up on the walls and the curtains up at the windows. What do you think of it? It looks pretty good. Look at these four pillows. See those four? Mrs. McFeely made covers for them and gave them to me. Yeah. This is a round one. She hasn't finished it yet. But she will. She's working on them. Here's this film that I brought for you. You remember yesterday when Bob Trow and I were at his workshop? He showed me how you put masking tape down on paper and then paint around it and then take the tape off. Remember he said that some children were doing that? I found a film of children in a play place doing just that. Yeah, they put great big pieces of masking tape down on a city play place and then painted in between. I'll show this film to you. Fun to see it. Yeah. Oh, my. Where's my control for picture-picture? Oh, it's in here. There. Let's see the film of the children at the play place painting. Thank you. See the design that that made? Oh, there's somebody at the door. Would you look to see at the window who it might be? Oh, it's Mrs. McFeely. Come in, Mrs. McFeely.
Hello, Mr. Rogers. I finished the last pillow cover, the round one.
Oh, great. Could we put it on?
Sure.
Come on in.
Oh,
it feels good. You like it?
Yes. I like it very, very much. You must have worked hard on it.
Yeah, Bob Troenider.
Boy. Unzip the zipper. Put in the pillow. I measured them. It should fit.
Mm-hmm. The square ones certainly fit
Zip
well.
Zip it up again?
Great. There. I was showing my friends, you know. There are those two. And those two.
Well, they're not bad, are they? If I do say so myself.
They're very good.
Well, I say you've done a fine job. I just had to drop by and see what was going on over here.
Do you remember the day that you and I went to the library and they were filming things there?
Oh, of course I do. That
was
a great day.
I have that film. Would you like to see it?
Love to see it.
Yeah, it's in here.
Anything that has to do with the library, I love to see it.
I remember you're taking me there that day. This is a film of a day that Mrs. McFeely and I went to the library together. We'll just talk about it as we watch it here on Picture Picture at the neighborhood library. It was a pretty day, I remember.
Every day that you go to the library is a good day for me.
You and I both like books, don't we?
Yes, we do. Up the steps. Into the reading room.
Mm-hmm.
To my friend, Mrs. Love.
You were excited about getting something. And I remember I asked Mrs. Love about the card catalog. She showed me where that was.
I always find so many things that I want to read, things I want to learn about. It's my friend Mrs. Sproul.
The lady in the wheelchair?
Yes. She and I love to talk about books. Very quietly, because we're in the library.
Mm-hmm. What kind of books did you have there?
Oh, I think that we had cookbooks. That's what we were looking at just then.
There's the card catalog. I used my glasses to look at that little print on the cards there. I think I was looking up something about fishes. Find the number on the card, then you have to go find the number on the book.
If you couldn't find it, the librarian would help you.
Mm-hmm. Here's a fish.
I wanted to show you all the books I'd found.
Mm-hmm.
Went to the children's room.
Well, that's right. That's where we went next.
Children sometimes have a special room in the library.
You can read the books there, but you can also take the books home, can't you?
To their very own room.
All those books just for children in that room.
And a nice librarian who knows all about them. She put some books aside for me. I wanted to show them to Terry and Chrissy. I like to visit that children's room. And children can take their own books out, too.
They need to have a card, don't they? A
mm-hmm.
library card?
Thank you. we took ours out on our library cards.
Checking them out with the man there at the desk.
He wants to know where all those books are.
Sure.
As we take them to our homes. Books.
There's the day we were at the library.
You know, just looking at that library makes me want to go there myself again.
Oh, good.
Haven't been yet this week.
Do you have your library card?
Well, let me check. I usually have it with me, because the desire to go to the library can hit you any time. Here's my library card. That,
let me show it to my friend,
is one of my most precious possessions in all the world.
See, it says Neighborhood Library.
Yes, it does.
This is Betsy McFeely.
Library cards look different, but they have one thing in common. If you've got one, you can take out a book about football, or a storybook, or about fishes, or about cooking, or whatever you're interested in.
Mm-hmm.
And if you can print your name or write your name, you can usually have a library card, no matter how old you are.
Great,
and with this library card, I'm off to the library.
Have
Who knows what
day.
I'll find?
I'm
think
sure
your house
you'll
looks
find
just fine, Mr. Rogers.
Good. We'll hope to see you soon.
Okie dokie. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. She likes books, and I like books. That reminded me of my fish. There. Lots you can learn from books. Lots you can learn outside of books, too. Sure, lots you can learn from yourself, from your own make-believe. Remember X the Owl was learning to count by twos? Last time we pretended about the neighborhood of make-believe. You know what he could be doing today? He could be helping the make-believe sweethearts in the S room of the castle as they get ready for their concert. He could be taking the tickets, two by twos. The S room of the castle in the neighborhood of make-believe. Well, here I am in the make-believe sweethearts room waiting for all the 10 people who are going to be here to listen to the make-believe sweethearts sing. Oh, boy. Oh, here comes some now.
Well, X, I'm so happy to be coming to the concert.
And I'm M2X.
Just put your tickets right down here, Queen Sarah and King Friday. And you'll see that your box is right over there, your place to sit in.
Oh, thank you. I'm looking forward to this.
Good.
Meow, 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 beautiful meow.
Oh, Henrietta, just put your ticket right down here. It sure will be a beautiful concert.
Want to hear pretty songs?
Oh, well, you'll hear pretty songs, Prince Tuesday. That's right, just put your ticket right there. And you'll see your mom and dad right over there. You can go right over with them.
Meow, beautiful meow, meow.
Yes, I can hardly wait myself.
Oh, hello, X.
Bonjour, X. Well, hello to you, Daniel and Grandpere. If you'll just put your tickets right down here, there are going to be 10 tickets. Yes, I'm looking forward to this, aren't you?
I surely am.
Moi aussi. Just go right over that way and you'll find places to listen to the concert. That's it. Yee-haw. Oh, hello, Don Quixote and Edgar Cook.
We've come to hear the concert.
That's right. Put your tickets right down there. And you'll find places to sit right over there. That's 2, 4, 6, 8 tickets. Oh, Miss Polificate.
Hi, X.
Boy, do you ever look nifty.
Oh, thank you.
Boy, am I glad you're here. All set for the concert?
I should say I am, and here's my ticket.
Oh, good. Just put it right down there. 2, 4, 6, 8, 9.
What's wrong, X?
Well, we gave out 10 tickets. There should be 10 here.
X, 6, 8. It's your ticket. Here it is.
Oh, that's a 10th one. Of course, 2, 4, 6, 8, 10. Oh, great. Thanks, Miss Blifcake.
You're welcome.
Well, we have the 10 people here to listen to the concert of the Make-Believe Sweethearts. Come on right over here with me.
How lovely you look, Miss Polificate.
Oh, thank you, Queen Sarah.
Such a
festive. Oh, I'm so excited about the concert. I got out my best pocketbook, my best dress, my best shoes. I just got all my goodies put together.
Well, I can imagine.
I even had my hair done. I was so excited about it.
Well, we're just honored to have you with us here at this concert.
Oh, thank you. Well, now, I'm all set for it to begin. Queen Sarah, do you suppose they're going to come out right between those curtains right there?
Well, I imagine so. There'll probably be a stage. I think it's so exciting.
I heard them talking about the costumes.
Quiet, ladies and gentlemen. Quiet now. Now, let's give those sweethearts a fanfare to get them off to a royal start.
Here we are.
Thank you. For our first number, we'd like to do an old favorite. It's called Come On and Wake Up.
Come on and wake up, sweethearts. Come on and wake up now. It's time to shake your leg and get up. It's time for you to raise your head up. Come on and wake up now, you know it's time. Come on and, come on and, come on and, come on and, come on and wake up now.
Do, do, do. Come on and wake up, sweetheart.
Come on and wake up now. It's time to shake a leg and get up. It's time for you to raise your head up. Come on and wake up. Come on and wake up now, you know it's time.
Come on and,
come on and,
come on and,
come on and,
come on and wake up now. Come on and wake up now.
Fans, practice makes perfect, and we're perfect.
I'll say.
For our next number, we'd like to do a song called On a Mountain Stands a Lady. Who she is, I do not know.
All she wants is gold and silver. All she needs is a good chicken. Ready?
On a mountain stands. I do not know. All she wants is gold and silver. All she needs is a good shampoo.
On a mountain stands a lady. Who she is, I do not know.
What happened?
My purse. Everything is everywhere.
Well, now, how did this happen?
Oh, I don't know. Everything spilled everywhere.
I have an idea what happened Friday.
What was it?
Well, I believe that Tuesday did it.
Tuesday?
Yes, I'm sorry, Miss Polificate. Tuesday has been interested in looking inside everything he can find lately.
Well, I suppose that's his way of learning right now.
Learning? Nonsense.
Oh, now listen, King Friday. It wasn't right of Tuesday to get into my pocketbook.
Of course it wasn't right.
But I'm sure he didn't mean any harm, did you, Tuesday? Oh, I'm sorry, Tuesday. I didn't mean to make you cry.
I think maybe Tuesday and I need to go outside for a while. Thank you for understanding, Miss Polificate.
Oh, Queen Sarah, I do like children.
Of course you do.
Oh, enough of this. Enough of this. I like children, too, but really they can be awfully surprising.
I think they even surprise themselves sometimes, King Friday.
Yeah, I suppose you're right. Now, singing ladies, do you have any more songs for us?
You betcha, Friday. We're going to sing Coming Round the Mountain, another mountain song.
She'll be coming round the mountain when she comes.
Round the mountain.
She'll be coming round the mountain when she comes.
Toot, toot.
She'll be coming round the mountain. She'll be coming round the mountain. She'll be coming round the mountain when she comes.
Toot, toot.
She'll be driving six white horses when she comes.
Show them six.
Driving six white horses when she comes.
Show them six
horses.
Driving six white horses.
She'll be driving six white horses.
She'll be driving six white horses when she comes.
Six horses. Toot, toot. And we'll all go down to meet her when she comes.
Hi, sweetheart.
All go down to meet her when she comes.
Hi, sweetheart.
All go down to meet her. Oh, we'll all go down to meet her. Oh, we'll all go down to meet her when she comes.
Hi, sweetheart.
Six horses.
Six.
Toot, toot.
Tuesday, this is something that I want to give to you. This can be your own box.
My box?
That's right, my dear.
I can open it?
Whenever you want to.
I can look in it?
Yes, you may. Now, try keeping from looking in things that belong to other people, will you?
My box. My box. Tuesday's box.
Prince Tuesday really wanted to know what was inside Miss Polificate's pocketbook, didn't he? Well, his mother understood how interested he is in what's inside of things right now. So, she just got a box for him that he could put things in and take things out. Do you have a box that you keep things in? Oh, I've always had boxes. Yeah, I even have one here. But I was just thinking, you know, even little babies like Prince Tuesday, I mean, even if they're interested in things like that, they can't go ruffling around in ladies' pocketbooks, can they? No, I mean, what's inside Miss Polificate's pocketbook is hers. Yeah, she doesn't want people messing it up. I'll show you what's in my box, though, because this is something that I can share with you. In fact, maybe I'll just take one thing out at a time. Then you can... Oh, here's something. That's some of that masking tape that Bob Tro and I used. Mm-hmm. And what do you think this is? Crayons. Mm-hmm. See that? And what about this? Glue. So you're getting an idea of what's in here. Things that I can work with. See there? Crayons and markers and chalk and paste. Yeah. I remember when I was little, I used to decorate boxes. I mean, I'd put big pieces of paper and all kinds of markings on the side. I'd even print my name on the top so everyone would know this box is Fred's. Mm-hmm. Oh, I said good feelings about that. Put away our make-believe castle until tomorrow. I'm sure you're interested in many, many things, aren't you? But you know the things that you can do right now and the things for which you'll have to wait until you're older? Sure. But you and I can do things together each day. It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside, and when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll make a snappy new day. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling, the feeling you know that I'll be back when the day is new, and I'll have more ideas for you, and you'll have things you'll want to talk about. I will too. You always make each day a special day. You know how? By just your being you. Sure. There's only one person in the whole world like you. That's you yourself. And I like you just the way you are. What was it that I brought today? Oh, that film. The children painting film. Yeah. Oh, and here is the library film. Yeah. If you get a library card, you could borrow some books and take them home and look at them and read them. Yeah, I like books. I'll be back tomorrow. Goodbye.
People who gave the money to make this television visit are the people of the Sears Roebuck Foundation and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.